Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. More of a market wrap with our good friend Richard Postma, aka Doc. We're going to start off with the precious metals and gold, more specifically. Gold, ever since just touching that 1300 level intraday, has since been generally rolling over, but it's not falling out of bed. The lows that we've seen this week only go down to about 1280, and the highs again testing close to that 1300. Doc, what do you think? Do you think this run has gotten a little long in the tooth? We're about due for a pullback, or do you think this is just setting up for another jump higher?
I think we're getting set up for another pullback is what I think. I think we're getting very close to it, and it's struggling right here. And I think we're starting to top out on the precious metals, but also on the stocks. And I think that we'll start turning down here anytime now. It may take another week before it turns down, but I don't think this run has much further to go, Corey.
So, Doc, any targets in terms of what you're looking for this pullback to go to? I have the weekly chart here, and we have, let's say, the 50-week moving average sitting right about 1267, the exponential 50-week, 1254, and potentially the most important, the 200-week moving average, which has based and is now starting to creep a little higher. That's 1237. Any of these levels you think could be the stopping point of that pullback?
Yeah, I said it before, I expected gold to move back down toward 1200 to 1210. And I know one of the listeners mentioned that in a post recently, and I responded that I didn't say when it would hit that, but I still feel that. I think we move back down. We may not quite get to 1200 to 1210, but we will see most likely 1220. So that's the area I'm watching, and I think we will move back down and we will test that area.
So more importantly, Doc, even if we hit 1200, 1210, 1220, that's a higher low from the low that we hit in August down around 1167. So that's a net positive.
Yeah, and I'm not concerned about this gold market at all right now. As mentioned, we played with the lower Bollinger Band on the monthly chart, and that worried me because it looked like it might want to break down there, but it didn't, and we've rebounded, and we're safe again. We're within that monthly trading range, which is fairly narrow, and I think could get even more narrow over the next few months. And so I'm not concerned right now, Corey, and I just think as the precious metals turn down again, both gold and silver, I just think it's one really good buying opportunity showing up here in 2019 and over the last few months. Every time these precious metal stocks move back down a little bit, I keep picking off one or two of them and adding to my positions or start a position in a stock that I don't hold. And I just think it's a fantastic opportunity to fill out your positions you want and just to hold over time.
All right, Doc, let's talk about GDX since you got into a little bit of the stocks there. GDX has been very nicely building its way out of that August low. Curiously, when we hit that low, actually it was in September, and rallied up to about that 2040 level, we're looking at about an 18% gain. Then the market rolled over just for a short period of time down to 1817, and then we saw about another 18% gain. This is very much a stair-stepping pattern that GDX is taking upward. What do you have to say about the makeup of this chart on a weekly basis, but the more short term of it?
We might move up a little bit, but we're not going to move up much more, Corey. We're establishing a weekly trading range here for GDX, and we're going to be in it for a while, it looks like, as we head into 2019. But that's okay again, because it looks like a fairly strong trading range where we're not going to break down anytime soon. So that's a positive for GDX and also GDXJ, I think. So we're in good shape yet with GDX and GDXJ. I'd hate to see it break down and head back down to sub 15 for GDX. which I don't think is going to happen. It's going to be a good place to be in the months going forward.
So down into sub 15 would be quite a breakdown from this level. But you did mention that you think we might be setting up a weekly trading range. This trading range coming right around the bottom of that trading range that we were in all through 2017 and most of 2018. But again, that peak has been right about 2150, when the higher part of that trading range in the last couple of years was more 25. Do you see 2150 as being kind of the peak of this weekly trading range, do you think?
I would expect, Corey, anywhere between 17.5 up to about 22. I would expect that to be the trading range going forward.
Okay, so that is a lower trading range than what we saw, again, through 2017-2018. Is that not concerning, Doc, considering last time we were in a trading range, it broke lower?
It is, because, like I mentioned, you hate to go back down towards sub-15, but I don't think we will. I think there has been so much washout of these stocks that I really would question whether they would go back to the level before we got the move in late 2015 and early 2016. In some ways, you're getting a double bottom situation where the second bottom is a little higher than the original one. And I think that's what we're going to see. I don't really see us breaking down further lower than 17.5 or 18.
So in terms of time frame, how long could we be in this more or less sideways movement, consolidation move?
Oh, we could be in this thing all of 2019 easily into 2020. Now, if we believe that things are moving toward a recessionary level, which some people say we've probably been in a recession since, 2008, 2007. Some people feel that we've never really been out of that recession. But irrespective of that, if they really feel that some of the variables of the economy are going to start weakening, it would suffice it to say that the Fed won't be too aggressive going forward. And if that's the case, they may put a hold on interest rate rises, and that's going to make March very interesting. They may cut back on the frequency of these things. They may try it a little bit if the economy appears to stabilize a little bit, even with lower GDP. But the point is that if we don't get any real uptick in economic activity, and they put a pause on it, and then we get a worsening of the economy, the next step is they're going to start to talk about money stimulation again. And when that happens, I think that's really what's going to drive us to break out of this range. But it looks like we're going to be in it the first part of 2019 for sure. And we'll see what happens as the Fed moves forward, because I think that's the determining factor for what happens in GDX.
Yeah, I agree with you. It absolutely will. When the Fed does need to fully switch course, that will be very bullish for the metals. But remember, that is very likely to be a process. First, they need to pause, which they very well might here, even in March. But then it will still take some time to see how the market reacts and how the overall economy fares. Let's knock off a couple questions that came in just yesterday, or maybe it was early today. Somebody wanted you to look at HEY, that is the Gold Bugs Index. This is a very similar chart pattern to GDX. However, the recent run still has yet to take the HEY back into that range that it was in 2017-2018. What do you think? Is this also topping out, rolling over, as you said, about the metals?
Yeah, and it looks a lot like GDX on the long-term charts. And you can bet that it may move up a little bit, but it's not going to get over 200 anytime soon as far as the HUI. It's currently, it closed today right around 160.18, and you could move up a little bit toward 200, but you're not going to see it move above 200 anytime soon here. And it's going to trade sideways as we head into 2019 with a maybe a little down bias, not much. And it's going to just, it's going to be like watching paint dry here again. So get used to it. But it's going to be a good time to position yourself, which is the positive from my perspective.
Do you think it would be good if we do get that scenario that you're talking about where the metals are boring? Do you think that's finally good rather than being a negative as it was for the last few years because of the volatility we're seeing in other markets, especially U.S. markets?
I think it's a real positive considering the volatility in the U.S. markets, and I don't think that's over from a long shot. I think the U.S. markets have stabilized, but I think they have further to fall. And it's a positive that the precious metal stocks have held their own here. But it's like I've said a long time ago, there's not a lot of downside to a lot of these things anymore. They've seen the worst for themselves, and it's just a matter of time now. It's really encouraging to see the trading ranges of these things, because if you go back, you talk about HUI, HUI or the Gold Bugs Index, it was 2 years ago, it was lower than where we're at right now. And then you go back 3 years and it was it hit its low in 2015, the end of it. But, you know, a recent low after that, we're even above that. So that's got to tell you something. It's got to tell you that there's not a lot of downside to these things anymore.
Yeah, a lot of the sellers most likely washed out through all that churn that we've seen in these stocks. But you do bring up a good point that we are still above, or at least the HUI is still above that low in 2016. Doc, let's take a look at one more precious metal, and that is platinum. We had a question come in on platinum. Platinum's been under a lot of pressure right now, trading right around the 800 level. About 816 is where it closed today. But the fact of the matter is, this is so depressed that we haven't seen prices in this level until late 2015 and the whole way back to the crash bottom in 2008. What's your outlook for platinum here?
Platinum is also something that you don't have to hurry to get in. I wouldn't mind getting in platinum, but I'm going to wait because I think it's going to be a slow move down yet. I think we have a good chance of getting to sub 700 by the second half of the year. We might even get close to 600 as far as a price. But platinum is dead as far as I'm concerned for quite a while. And you go back years ago, and platinum was actually in the $200 to $400 range. And it's broken down. It's about ready to break down and close lower than it was back in 2008. And if it does that, we might challenge some of those older figures. But I really don't think so, because I think the key here is that commodities and the precious metals will recover before platinum ever gets down that low. And I can't see platinum, if the precious metals start their next move up, I can't see platinum really getting beat up much worse after the precious metals start their move.
All right, Doc, we are going to wrap it up there. It's always great having you on the show and providing some insights in the precious metals stocks, as well as some of these other markets or sectors within metals that some of our audience members have asked. Please keep the questions coming. Doc and I will be following up on any questions that I see. You can either comment or email me at fleck@kereport.com. Doc, thanks again for your time today.